Earlier this year, the European Parliament's Legal Affairs Committee caused something of a stir with a certain resolution aimed at granting robots legal status in order to hold them responsible for acts or omissions. The move caught some off guard in its aim to delve into quite complex or even uncharted legal territory. Alžběta Krausová, a very well-known researcher at the Institute for State and Law at the Czech Academy of Sciences, specializing in the fields of robotics and AI, is one who has followed the conversation closely, as well as added to it. And she explains in our interview that even though it seems like early days, changes are going so rapidly in robotics and AI that we have to prepare a proper legal framework well in advance.
Law is very rigid. It takes very much time for law to change and to react on the changes in the society. So now maybe it seems very early because of the state of the robotics, and really we don't have robots that truly feel or have any consciousness, which is also debatable if they ever will have. But the term electronic person actually aims at something else. Not to recognize a robot or a humanoid robot or some clever artificial intelligence to be same as us, to give it the same rights, the right to live, the right to have language, the right to privacy, etc. Imagine a legal person. It is also an artificial concept in our society. We created the concept of legal person of companies because we needed it. We needed something that transcends humans. With electronic persons or robots, there are some similarities and some differences. Imagine a robot who is buying pills for you or some other stuff, for example, some caring robots who go shopping for elderly people. So we need some rules to actually make it legal for them to buy those things. And also the big problem is liability. What happens when a robot causes liability? So this status of electronic person is actually not about making robots humans, but making some new rules how to solve the problem when robot causes damage.
And another case in point, we're already looking at all the problems around drones.
Right.
Because suddenly you have no fly zones, who can operate it where, but if you don't have the definitions in place, it's chaos.
Actually, with drones, even though there are debates, we still presume that the one who is controlling the robot, the drone, is responsible if anything goes wrong. However, with robots equipped with artificial intelligence, it's very difficult because the robot is learning all the time. The manufacturer, he prepares him in a state, he programs him, maybe he lets somebody teach him basic stuff, and then the robot is in contact with other people, with society maybe, or when the robot causes some damage, it's very hard to prove who's responsible. The manufacturer will say it's the person who maybe instructed the robot to do something wrong, and the person, the owner, will say, no, it's the fault in programming and in construction that caused the robot to cause harm. So we actually need some clear rules how to deal with that. Electronic person is one of the possible solutions.
We've been talking about the necessity for a framework, for a legal framework, how to define these products at this point, robots,
right,
autonomous cars, other devices. Another aspect of it is whether there will be advances in artificial intelligence. Different programmers, people who are involved in different AI projects also give a different answer. Many of them have their feet firmly on the ground, and they are convinced it's not anything that will happen over several hundred years, if ever. Mm-hmm. But then you have people, obviously well-known names in the scientific community, who say that it's a huge threat and that we're not taking it seriously enough. Basically, the dream that is being chased by many companies now is achieving one day what has been termed the singularity, which is when the AI would basically break through, become aware of itself, or just become a lot smarter than us and decide that it can do what it will do for whatever reason. And they see that coming very quickly, some of these researchers, and they believe that it will completely transform society as we know it.
If it happens, it really will change our society. From my point of view, from what I studied, I think it might happen one day. I'm not sure how we will perceive it, actually. There is a science behind this saying that actually our consciousness emerges from the organization of our brain, of our neurons. And actually, if we simulate it, the same might happen. The problem is it will be very difficult to say the moment when really, if we simulate it, if really something happened or not. Because half of the people will say it is still simulation, and half of the people will say, no, it's real. And we really don't have any test how to say if it's real or if it's not real. And then we will have debates about how to deal with this topic. I have to say that I also worry a little bit, just like Elon Musk. First of all, if there are visionaries who are saying we will achieve it, I think it's likely that we will achieve at least part of it.
10 years ago, we wouldn't have been talking about many of the topics we're talking about now,
right?
Every single day. It's hard to imagine what's coming. There are, of course, huge social and economic and legal issues with even small changes. Already now we're hearing and seeing the effects of robotics on many different industries, affecting employment. There's a huge threat that it'll actually swamp civilization or society as we know it, that we're just not ready for the adverse effects of all of these changes.
Actually, I just read that there is a new robot who is preparing pizza, you know, like doing everything until the moment the pizza will be put in an oven. So there are threats for employment, of course. This is one of the biggest threats. It will be partly also on law how to regulate this development and to help society to transcend to new era, because it for sure will happen. If we are not ready, if we don't have rules how to behave or guidelines, then it might be very harsh. I believe that the society will adapt, but it depends in a hard way or easier way.
To come back to the kind of dream of the artificial human, and I don't want to talk about robots that are putting together cars in plants,
right,
but about these humanoid robots, these kind of companions. Already now there are researchers who have developed robots of themselves. They can go around with them to different festivals, including the one in Olomouc here in the Czech Republic earlier this year. There are people who are buying lifelike companions. I read that there is a bordello plan somewhere where there are going to be some kind of sex robots. What is going on there?
Actually, I think that people are excited about the possibility of having interaction with someone who looks like a human, but who does not frustrate them as a normal human. Because it's usual that in people's interactions there are some harsh moments, but with robots it's something new, you know. It provides you with a tailored experience according to your wish. If you go to this house with sex robots, you choose whatever you want, they program them, or they put the program that you wish, and it's exactly as the person wants. On the other hand, there are people who really don't use the robots for these purposes, but as you said, they start to have feelings for them.
Is there a danger as well for adults that we are kind of regressing, perhaps, by communicating with an object that has no feelings and that for all practical purposes isn't real?
What you just described is called anthropomorphization, when actually people project their feelings into something not living. There are positive and negative effects of it. If I can mention some positive effects, when you have really lonely people who have nobody, they can really experience some good emotions and have better health, for example. There is even a book called Love and Sex with Robots. And at the end of the book, the author says that actually robots could solve the problem of loneliness when there are many people who have nobody to love. So they would have the robots. More and more young people, especially in China or Japan, are choosing for robotic partners. Especially in Japan, it's very difficult to live a life as a couple, especially women, because if they get pregnant, the company doesn't want to hire them, they will not get promoted in the career, and it's expected when a woman gets married, she will just stay at home for the rest of her life. So that might be solution there. The adverse effect of this, there are more. But the first one is that people will start lacking social skills. They will not know how to face disappointment, how to argue with one another in a constructive manner. They will just not know how to face reactions and emotions and pure functioning of a normal human, because they will not be in touch with that. And what we don't use, we lose. Another effect is that if we, for example, will have robots and behave humanoid robots and will act towards them in a very bad way, like rape them, for example, or just beat them, then they might transfer this behavior to normal life. It's important that we do some experiments and find out how people will behave.
It seems even now already that there are people, for example, who are communicating through social networks, perhaps more that way, with people on the other side of the world than people in their immediate surroundings. They might be living alone, suffering from loneliness, but that won't help them in the long run, because that person on the other end of the world, as real as their life is to them, the connection is might be very, very thin indeed. It might be a shared photograph or joke, but that's right. Hardly a fulfilling relationship in the long run.
Yes.
Another aspect that occurs to me also is that if you're somebody who is with a compliant robot, humanoid of whatever level of intelligence, artificial intelligence, it may satisfy you for some time, it may make you happy, but it'll never push you anywhere to achieve goals or to avoid pitfalls.
I agree with you, because the strength can be, according to my opinion, achieved only through some adversity. Maybe you can have robots who will treat you badly. Maybe you can ask for a tailored-made robot who will just oppose anything you say and push you to your limits. But then again, what will it cause in the society? I can't imagine.
It seems more and more fragmentation. Maybe that's doom and gloom on my part, but it seems that there are so many rapid developments technologically that sometimes it's hard to keep track of human augmentation, advances in autonomous vehicles, robotics, artificial right. intelligence. It's all happening at once at different levels, but sometimes it seems that everything's being fragmented and we're somehow caught in between, trying to rediscover really where we belong in the whole scheme of things and whether we'll let it overwhelm us or not.
Actually, what you're now saying, it's exactly what's happening, is that we start to forget that robots are a mere tool for us. We start to put them on an equal place with us. We or even worship them or even love them. And they were designed to be our helpers, our tool. And that's maybe the worst thing about it, that we stop perceiving them as tools.